After noting remarkable growth in material and delivery at a recent First Thursday, I met up with poet Ke Aloha, who runs the slams in Kaimuki. He's had quite a ride for an MIT physics guy turned poet.
Are you still poet laureate of Hawaii? Did that have a term limit or anything?
There was no term limit prescribed when it happened. So, you know, until the next poet laureate is named, then I'll just continue to function in this regards, you know?
Good thing we're talking to you.
Yeah, right?
Gilha's latest project, The History of Everything, has kept him pretty busy the last 4 years. Pulling from his science background, Kealoha conjures the Big Bang. He follows planetary, then terrestrial evolution to humans, then traces human development from Africa on out.
And then I wanted to communicate the future from a perspective of a scientist. Like, what do we need to do now within our society to move forward? So all this time, 13.7 billion years worth of time told in an hour and a half stage play. With dancing and singing and all that stuff.
Ke Aloha attempts to merge science and art with a message in a way that's like what humans have to do every day, straddling physical and digital worlds.
Me, I'm old school. I prefer like an interaction, eye contact, real life stuff, which is why, I mean, we do the poetry slam where people can come and like interact with each other on a face-to-face basis and communicate really complex, intense ideas in a safe environment.
Spoken word and slam poetry, to me, the definition of is poetry from the page to the stage.
That's Travis T., slam poet, educator, co-founder of Youth Speaks, an ongoing program for young slam poets at Mark's Garage.
The goal of most spoken word, or at least slam poetry, is to at least be compelling and to relate to your audience. And if you're not doing that, then you might as well just write it on a page and leave it at that, right?
At First Thursdays, Ke Aloha says he usually knows a half dozen of the poets well. Maybe another six or seven are familiar, and another handful will be a complete surprise.
I came, and then I saw it was just like a bunch of other kids and a bunch of other random weirdos coming over.
That's
here.
Bear. He jumped in and found himself swimming.
We write about our lives. We write about our families. We write about crazy experiences with friends. We write about serious things. You know, surprisingly enough, a lot of people don't give kids or, like, you know, teenagers credit for being serious, and that's all we are.
Never expected to hear that. There's some nuanced thinking going on here.
That's why we're here. We communicate. We connect. We look each other in the eyes, and we talk story.
Basically, you should be broken. I'm saying we're growing a generation willing to go cradle the sick, willing to go find a cure for ignorance, willing to do, and you are doing everything that you can. We are all doing everything that we can.
Yeah! Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.